Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're coming to you, Catherine. We're coming to you. Please. Catherine, you're live on the Big Brother house.
Oh, how exciting. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Please don't swear. I've just been showing some pictures. Just going to hold off for a bit. Just been showing some pictures
of
Liddypool. And just the VOD for yesterday's is available. I've made it available. Richard, go back and check and then come back and apologise to me, please. Uh-oh. I've uploaded it to YouTube yesterday's, didn't I? I'm going to check. I'm showing them some of the pictures of Liverpool. Mm-hmm. And I've just shown them the Beatles Complete, the babies.
They're so good.
Weren't they?
I looked into them. Apparently they started when they were 14. So like George.
How long have they been doing it? It is yesterday's show is available, Richard, and it's uploaded to YouTube. Well, apology accepted. Piece
one of the
track.
Videos I saw of them playing at the Cavern, I'm pretty sure said it was 5 years ago. So they're babies. They're like,
they were so good. They were babies and they were in the free bit. It doesn't go. The Twitch videos do not go live straight away because I always have music playing in them. So, Richard, I accept your apology. Apologise to Caveman 1333 and take the heat off me. So the Cavern, there's two rooms, and it's a fake Cavern. There's like the music lounge, which is bigger.
Yeah.
It still ain't that big, but it's bigger. And
seats quite a lot of people, that turns out. Didn't look like it would, but everyone got a seat pretty much, didn't they?
But then, we'll play a little clip of the Kinks with an X in a bit, because I think I've got that on here. But after that, you go into the free bit and you can go, it's like Fiverr to get in there.
Yeah.
And they had different acts on, and one of them was that. So we stuck around for them. They were so good.
We were blown away. So they started out playing the sort of yeah, yeah, yeah stuff. And I thought, oh, well, they're babies and fair play. They put on a good show, but it's quite basic, I guess, you know, comparatively. Then they played While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
That was incredible.
And they shredded it. Yeah. And then they did Get Back, didn't they? And again, brilliant.
Just played a bit of Get Back and Twist and Shout. And I wish I'd taken more video. But they weren't the main Beatles tribute act. They weren't the Cavern Beatles. Let me just see. It's a little bit tricky. Let me just see, because I'm careful. I don't want to show... There's some pictures from that trip I don't want people to see. It's private pictures. But let me just see. Hang on a minute. I'm just going to lose you for a second while I do this. So I make sure this is all.
It's all right. I'm just logging into Twitch. And it has been a while. So I need to
keep this verified for 30 days. Yes, obviously do, computer. For us. So let's go. Okay. So I've talked about the Japanese man.
I've still got my fan. I'm keeping that.
So let me just do this. If I just do this and we'll share this screen. And I'm just going to be... it's all so complicated. Well, let's share sound because we will play some sound in a bit. Let me just. Oh, it's. I'm so. Oh, I can't do it. I'm so confused. Right, do that. Click on that. And then make you bigger.
Bigger, bigger still. Okay. There we go.
All right. So there we go. There's that. I just want to show. Oh, bugger. I can't do it. I wonder if I click there. There we go. I just want to show one particular picture that means a lot to me. I just want to show one very special. But before we do that, it was a great time, right? It was a good old time. We had a lot of fun. We did 3 nights. We booked for 4 nights, and on the penultimate day, I went, I think we've done it. Let's go home. And Catherine, talk to us about this picture.
Well, of course, anyone who knows their Beatles history will know that Cilla Black started out as the coat girl at the Cavern. So I thought I'd give her a job.
And what do you think she would have said?
She would have told me to fuck off.
And how would it have sounded if she'd have said
she would
it?
Not have had a Laura laughs about it.
Okay. And so how would... Love. There we go! 704! 704! I won the sweepstake!
What?
We had a sweepstake before you came in about what time you would do your Cilla.
but you asked me to do it.
People are saying rigged.
Anyway, I didn't finish it. It'd be, oh, love, I think it's great. You're remembering me at the Cavern Club. Surprise, surprise, you're not the first one to do that, you dirtbags.
The Twitch chat is furious. Rigged, rigged, cheat. Cheat, rigged, literally
like
affixed
you. Stooge. I was giving there and you made me have it.
I did. I said 7:04. She did it at 7:04. You're a little bit glitchy, Catherine. Are you there now?
You know why? Because I have allowed my children to use this computer and there's loads of windows open. Let me ferme their.
When you say windows, you mean computer windows, right?
Is.
All right, let me find. I'm just going to switch because I just want to find some. Oh, I wonder if we can find... Let's find the kinks with an X. So we got to Liverpool about 6:30 and I said, I'm really tired. It was a long drive. That was over a four-hour drive. And I said, but we have... Sketty says, lovely Jane McDonald impression. So I said, we have to go out, right? We can't leave this... We have to go out. What's on? And there was not a lot, but Catherine said, oh, there's a Kinks tribute band at the Cavern.
Yeah, it was good.
And I went, well, they'll probably be a little bit pony, but it's 12 quid. Let's go. Let's get acquainted with the Cavern. Let's go down there. If it's no good, we can leave, but let's go. We went and they were absolutely brilliant. I'm trying to find the video. They can't see you at the moment, Catherine, because I'm just flicking through these. But
good, because I can see some illegal photographs.
Illegal photographs. But the Kinks were great, right?
They were so good. And I really like their stripy strides and blazers, a lot like my mod blazer that I wear. I thought they were great. They even did they fluctuated between being the actual Kinks and being an obvious brummy band.
Yeah. There's Dave Davis, who had a great wig.
Yeah.
The bass player was the coolest looking guy I've ever seen, both in the riding gear and they came back in like sort of more 70s.
The man was
gear.
A silver fox. Let's not skirt around it.
This is Ray and he had a soft ass. I'm just going to, well, I think I've got a little clip. Is this a clip? Here we go. It doesn't sound that great on that. They were incredible. I would go and see the Kinks with an X again. They were brilliant. It sounded like the Kinks.
As you were trying to illustrate there, he had the soft R of Ray, didn't he?
Yeah.
You got me so I can't sleep at night. But it was great. It was just so great.
And there, do you know what? There weren't that many people there.
No.
For it. We got seats right at the front.
We were treated
to
some Scouse humour off the bat, weren't we? So we arrived and there's a family sitting near the front, right? He was talking for a long time. They will talk. Should have warned you. And as we sat down, we said, are we all right to sit here? Cause is it reserved? And he went, it is, yeah. For you.
Yeah, but that pause was about 45
was
seconds
really long.
Of intense eye contact. Like, come on, mate.
Classic.
Don't be a knob.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But they were absolutely brilliant. Love, love, love every second of them. Let me just go. We'll come back to that in a minute. There's our Japanese friend.
Kiko, his name said. He said Kiko. He was, wouldn't he?
And my hair's looking great. I'm growing my hair and I'm loving it.
My hair is looking good and I'm getting it cut next week. So yeah. Why does that always happen?
So the Kinks were great. There weren't that many people there. So there's the smaller hallway and then there's the bigger lounge. And I don't know, 60 people, 80 people for the Kinks? Yeah. Something like that. Then we went back the next night to see the Cavern Beatles, who are the official Beatles act of the Cavern. And it was great. My issues were not enough songs, too much. There were like these big, long, slightly dull video, like we'd have like 10 minutes video building up to them coming on. They took two breaks to get changed and you'd have a long break and then another 10 minute video of like the Blitz and people doing that and that footage, you know, putting flowers in soldiers' guns and all that crap you've seen
historical
so many times.
Context, man, that's what it's called.
They were incredible. First of all, they sounded like the Beatles. Every mm-hmm. single one of them sounded like them. John Lennon looked absolutely like him. The nose,
he had
everything.
The straight nose. He had the right eyes. He had the longer face.
He did all the faces and all the clapping and stuff. He did all that stuff as well, but very kind of subtly as he was turning away, he would do it. He was great. Let's have a quick look at Paul, who sounded...
Let's remember, it's about the sound more than the look.
Yeah.
Attempts were made.
Okay, there's Paul. So there's Paul.
Garlic bread.
And there's, well, you kept saying it was Alan Partridge.
Well, he kept doing this face. He kept doing what I think was supposed to be the George face.
Yeah.
But it was more of a Alan Partridge trying to be sexy face.
I've got to see what other photos we got. So, Dave Dogface, Deputy Dog impression. Yes, I thought he looked like Eddie Large. I thought he looked like
Actually,
Eddie Large.
I sent the picture to my sister and that was what she came back with as well. Oh, God.
They sounded... They had a fifth guy playing keyboards who should have been dressed up as Sir George Martin. That, I thought, was a big misstep. And then I tried to capture. Then they got changed.
He got mustachioed, didn't he, George?
And he became Tony Farino. He became Tony Farino.
Doing the face.
There we go.
I know that George had teeth, and especially at the beginning of his career, he had very, well, let's just say he had 60s teeth, didn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah, that sent me every time.
I didn't get any footage. I thought I'd filmed a little bit of them. I didn't film it. If you ever get the chance to see the Cavern Beatles, jump
Do it.
On it. Although we're off to see the Analogues in September or October. I managed to blag. Oh! Where are you, quiet bloke?
What did you do?
Quiet bloke made a very generous donation.
Thank you so much.
Which hasn't shown up here. He sent it separate ways. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, quiet bloke.
See if I've got any footage of the Beatles, but continue.
So then... That was Friday night. We crammed so much in, full on tourist. We went on the Magical Mystery Tour, hosted by Holly Johnson's A Quiet Bloke. Thank you, mate. Thank you. It's never expected, and it's always, every time it comes, it's like, oh my God. So thank you very much for your donation. It's appreciated. I don't know why it's not shown up on here. We went on the Magical Mystery Tour, hosted by Holly Johnson's older brother.
Jay.
Now, this is the... tank top, very similar tank top to the one Paul McCartney wears in Magical Mystery Tour. No one, not even the driver, not even the guide, recognised it. No one recognised it. What was great is we stopped at four places. We drove past the pub from Sentimental Journey. Where did we stop? At George Harrison's house, which was weird.
We did. And you had to go down a sort of little side street, and it's a residential house with a UPVC door. And people were getting their pictures taken next to it.
That was weird.
That did feel a bit intrusive. We didn't stop at Ringo's because it really is a residential street, isn't it?
Yeah. We stopped outside McCartney's house, which we'd already been in the day before with the National Trust.
Yeah.
We stopped outside Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields. As we stood outside Strawberry Fields, hang on a second. Let me see what pictures we've got here. Why haven't I got any pictures of Strawberry Fields? Oh, maybe you took them.
Maybe they've not uploaded.
Anyway,
I'll send them over to you.
Don't worry about it.
Send them on an email or no?
No, it'll be tricky to show. Don't worry. These are just on the cloud. Let me get rid of that. Just when screen sharing has stopped as the shared window is closed. I want to make sure that we're all safe and sound. But as we were stood at Strawberry Fields, a car drove past. What did they shout us, Catherine?
Boss wankers!
And then they stopped a little bit up, and I really should have walked up and knocked on the window.
You and Jay Johnson were tempted, and he's quite a big lad, so I think together you'd have been quite a sight.
Because it would have been funny. But then we got on the bus, and we said to the driver, they called us bus wankers. He went, what? I said, bus wanker. What? They said that? I said, have you seen the in-betweeners? He went, no. I went, don't worry, it's not an insult. So what was nice, though, was we stood at the Penny Lane sign, and then I checked my Twitter about half an hour later, and someone went, oh, I've just driven past Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle at the Penny Lane sign. Ian's wearing his McCartney Magical Mystery Tour tank top, which I thought was lovely.
Yeah. And then we went to Fourth Lynn Road, and we were standing outside for a bit, and the guide that we'd met the day before, Andy, remarked upon your tank top, didn't he?
He saw it. And also I've been having a conversation with the young lad that was the warm-up for the Cavern Beatles. I mean, what was his name? It was Johnny somebody.
And he sang Chaz and Dave.
Johnny Parry. He was excellent. You know, you're an acoustic guitar guy playing in the Cavern, opening up for the Beatles. That's a tough old gig. Totally had them in the palm of his hand. He was brilliant. I enjoyed that. First evening there, we get in the hotel 6:30. By 7:15, we're on Matthew Street, which is where it all is. Having our picture taken by the John Lennon statue. What happened next, Catherine?
Bella comes out of a pub, of which there are a few down there.
An old guy, late 50s.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Oh, Mr. Morris. Mr. Morris. Hello, welcome.
I went, what?
Puts his hand out. Shake. Yeah. Let me shake you by the hand.
I went, what? And he went, Ian Morris. Now, I know a bloke called Ian Morris. Used to work on the 11 o'clock show, wrote and produced, along with Damon Beasley, The Inbetweeners, which we've referenced already. And I thought, well, how would he know Ian Morris? And how would he know that I know him? So I was confused. And he said, what was it? The day to day. I went, oh, no. You've mixed two people up. You're thinking of Chris Morris. I'm Ian Lee. I did the 11 o'clock show. And he went, oh, yeah. And then
he was thrilled to bits. It didn't diminish his thrill having seen a famous person.
I was thrilled. I like getting recognised. It's very flattering. And
By the way, when we went on the ferry across the Mersey, you remember there was that couple there, this Scottish woman with cool hair.
She did have cool hair, didn't she? And I know I saw them doing it because I stood watching for a while.
Oh, right. So she nudged up to me when you went to the toilet.
Yep.
And said, please forgive me, but I recognise him from the telly. Can you just remind me who it is?
It's Mr. Morris to you.
I did. I said, it's Ian Morris.
I had someone DM me, actually. Oh, maybe I've deleted. Where did that go? Oh, no, someone didn't DM me. They posted on one of my pictures on Insta. Kezbomb 2000. We were on the Mersey Ferry yesterday when you were on. Hope you enjoyed it. It's Kezbomb 2000.
Well, I hope they weren't the person responsible for that terrible incident.
So, as you know, I can't poo away from my home. And it just doesn't happen. And it's still not really released itself since then. Twisty, you're going to get a slap for that.
But it's what you've said.
I'm Ian Lee, the one who took what Chris Morris did and extended it. There used to be a guy, I said in an interview once during the 11 o'clock show, that was not the full sentence. The full sentence was, I'm Ian Lee, the one who took, the full sentence was, well, what we do with the 11 o'clock show is we take what Chris Morris did and we expand it and we make it more populist, right? Basically, we're saying we dumb it down, and they didn't put that bit in. And there used to be this guy who would tweet all the time, and he was, for like years, he was on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And he would keep tweeting that, and I kept saying, you know that's not the full quote because I've told you that, right? And I said, I was 25, I regret saying it, it was a dumb thing to say, but also that's not the full quote. That's the thing they chose. And then I blocked him about 3 years ago because he said something, and I went, you know, that could be taken as really rude. He went, yeah. Why did I block you 20 years ago? So thank you, Twisty, whose wife has recorded a song with Tommy Cannon. But yeah, it's not one of my favourite lines. But yeah, so I don't poo when I'm away very often. So we were in a cafe waiting to get on the ferry, next to the ferry, and I went to use the toilets at the ferry. Now, gentlemen will know this. You walk in. And there were two cubicles and four urinals, except the urinals were around a corner. And I was queuing to use the cubicle. And when men come in and see a queue, they think everyone's queuing for the urinals if they can't see the urinals. Anyway, so there was two people at the urinals, one person in front of me for the queue, and two people in the cubicles. One went in when I was there, two people. And then you hear in one of the cubicles, oh, fart, water dropping, dirty water dropping. Oh!
I don't think that was dirty water. I think it was bomb gravy, mate.
It's fine, Twisty. Don't worry. And I...
He had been gone for about... I knew that he needed to go to the loo. He went off and he came back in a flash and he went, I cannot sit there and listen to that.
Someone laughed and I went, no. And I walked out.
A line was drawn.
It was disgusting. But then he was... No, the surprise was kind of a... It was a... Oh! It was like surprise, but gleeful. Surprise, but gleeful.
And then afterwards...
It was horrible.
We were looking at everyone on the ferry plane pooed on it.
Thank you.
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.